Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to recap Survivor Series 2021. I am the Podchitech Podcasso, Philip Antoine. No Brian, because, well, he decided that he didn't need to be here. You hate to see it. Brandon, don't you hate to see it?
You just, you know, unfortunately, scheduling conflicts. No. He was unable, even though we, you know, planned this like a day ahead of time.
If I set a time, y'all better be here. That's it. That's it.
I mean, it's okay. You know,
don't believe there won't be punishments.
You know, I'm just, you know, starting to see a trend here when it comes to being on time. You know, as a journalist, you know, early is on time. On time is late, and late is unacceptable.
Oh, yeah. No. Next time we see him, it's on site.
Hopefully he shows up for the actual regular Bullet Cast episode. We shall see.
On Thursday, we shall see. Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. All that shit's coming up. All right. Survivor Series happened. Brandon, you have the match card up.
Yes, Philip, I do. And this one took place from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. No fancy stage, no nothing of that nature. Joking aside, I think we should start with the pre-show just because, it was Survivor Series. Things happened, but it wasn't like one thing really stood above the rest. And honestly, probably the best stuff probably happened at the beginning. So with the pre-show, we have Shinsuke Nakamura, the Intercontinental Champion, with Rick Boogs taking on Damian Priest, the United States Champion, in the pre-show. Champion versus champion, first of many of these matches. It goes about 9 minutes, 25 seconds. Damian Priest loses via disqualification because Boogs plays the guitar and Priest got his angry side and whacked Nakamura with the guitar. And 9 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay. I mean, I didn't see that. I was kind of wondering what happened to the match because it wasn't on the main show. How was it?
Well, it was decent action. Obviously, the story of the match was predicated around Boogs and his guitar playing, which is kind of dumb. But, I mean, for what it was like, if there's 9 minutes and 20 seconds of action, like, you know, four of it was pretty good, and then all the shenanigans around it was kind of it also did kind of make Damian Priest look kind of stupid, but just one of some questionable finishes all the night here at Survivor Series. Shinsuke technically gets the win, but no one really gains anything from this because it was just a match on a pre-show that no one cared about. Then moving on, we had Vince McMahon come out of a limousine for no reason really whatsoever, but he shows up, he has the clowns around him, like the very lowest of level of wrestlers, and Sony Deville and Adam Pearce. They come out, they're
lowest level of who was around.
Let's see, we had like Jinder Mahal,
that's a former world heavyweight champion.
We had Ricky was there. Reggie, 24/7 champion.
Longest reigning 24/7 champion of all time.
Yeah, so all like the lowest level people on the card. Keep going.
Who else was around?
So
far you've named two greats. Well, they're not low.
If I bring out my cock and I can go to the, or probably should go to YouTube and we can go to the thing real quick because there's a lot of people.
You say the pre-show is the most important and you don't even know who was around for this pre-show segment? Come on, man.
There's a lot of people on this pre-show.
Come on, man. Let me. Now I have to go see. You see what you've done? No, I've got to go look. I've got to go to WWE's YouTube page.
If I can actually get like a video of the egg, that would be fun. Because, you know, I'm getting the one little thing of him holding the $100 million egg.
Okay.
And everyone was just so excited to see this egg, Lynn. Apparently, it's a part of the new movie Red Notice for the Rock's movie on Netflix. Philip, have you seen this?
I have not seen the movie.
Me neither, but apparently it's like a, not mystery, but it's like these three very ancient eggs, and they're supposed to, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, apparently, and The Rock is trying to stop Ryan Reynolds from, collecting all these eggs.
Okay. Okay, yep. That sounds like a plan.
And then also, here we go. Got the kickoff on the U of Tube. This is great audio, by the way. See what happens when Brian's not here. It just really throws everything off.
No, it doesn't. I think we're running smoothly.
We are running so smoothly.
Yes, sir. Do you have it? Do you know?
Oh, I almost have it. Here we go. All right, here we go. So let's see who is in this crowd of people.
I'm looking. I have it up too.
I saw my boy Dijak. Shout out Dijak or T-Bar, whatever the fuck his stupid name is now. Okay. We got Moss. We got Aaliyah. We got Dewdrop. Dana Brooke was there. I think Dana Brooke is probably the lowest you can go.
What do you mean?
I mean, God bless Dana Brooke, but she tries her hardest, but it's just not panning out.
Okay, you got Madcap Moss. Is it Ridge Holland, I see?
Mansoor, Tamina.
Where's Tamina?
Tamina's, back there trying to hide because she doesn't want to be a part of this
thing. Isn't she and Natty the longest reigning women's tag team champions of the modern era?
Maybe. Do I have to go? I have to go check the tape now?
It's either them or Baszler and Nia Jax, one of the teams. But that was a great group of talent. How dare you?
I mean, I don't know if I'd
you act that. Like it was I'm like cool. Marco Stunt or something, you know?
Where is Marco Stunt, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, you act like it was low-level talent like on AEW. Can't believe you would say that. Let's get into the main show. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
The longest reigning tag team champions, according to Wikipedia, which Wikipedia would not lie, it is the Kabuki Warriors, apparently. They are 181 days. And apparently they won it at Hell in a Cell, which I was at, sitting on the lovely chair right now.
How long was Natty and Tamina?
Natty and Tamina, 129 days.
Okay, that's a nice run. That's a great run.
Jax and Shayna, surprisingly, only 103, so not that long. They had one that was at 112, and then they had a different one that was at 103. So technically, if you combined them, then I guess... Yes, they are the longest reigning if you combine the reigns.
Oh, combined reigns, yeah.
They have two long reigns.
Yeah, it felt like they were champions forever. I forgot they had them twice. So, the man versus the queen.
Yes, the man versus the queen. Becky Lynch taking on Charlotte Flair. Champion versus champion, 18 minutes, 15 seconds. Becky Lynch gets the win with the roll-up, holding onto the ropes a little cheeky because, shout out Becky in that red... Britney Spears get up she had going on.
You objectifying women on this show?
I am not objectifying women.
Oh, okay.
It was a very popular thing she was wearing. Got a lot of notice on the internet.
Look, it was just new ring gear. I don't see
the shout out deal. Free Britney.
Why was everybody excited about the gear? What?
Because it was paying tribute to one of the greatest pop icons. Who's going through a tumultuous time right now. Shout out Britney Spears.
Was that... What?
Yeah, she was paying homage to old Britney.
Do we even know if Becky Lynch listens to Britney Spears? How do we know?
Everyone listens to Britney. Except for Philip, because then he's going to say he doesn't listen to Britney.
I mean, I don't. I'm a grown man. I'm sorry.
You're too young. These kids these days don't too understand. Young. Just don't understand. No respect.
Britney, she had a couple hits. Okay, let's be real. Oops, I Did It Again, and then maybe Toxic, and that's really it.
Yeah, just two hits. That's all.
I mean, does she have more? Enlighten me. Let's talk about Britney Spears now. Enlighten me.
Let's see. She had "Slave for You." That's a song. I'm not the biggest Britney fan in the world either, but I recognize greatness, Philip. Okay, so Siri, let's bring up the top hits for Britney.
I'm kind of done.
I mean, the whole point was we're supposed to be short because Brian's not here, but we are just going off of all the tangents in the world. Womanizer? Come on, Womanizer.
Okay.
Give me more.
Nope.
Give me more. Give me. No, nothing.
Nope.
Circus?
Nope.
Baby One More Time.
Is that her?
Yeah, that was her breakout song.
Yeah. Didn't I just say that? Yeah.
We all said, Oops, I Did It Again, and Toxic, and Till the World Ends.
Okay, so she had like four.
Just four. Okay.
So the
Lucky,
woman's
match. Shout out Lucky. It's a great song.
The woman's match, and once they started getting going, I thought it was cool. Charlotte doing the moves of Andrade El Idolo, the back spinning back elbow on the moonsaults and gimmicks and all that other stuff.
I quite enjoyed this match. I thought this was by far and away the best match on the show. And there's not even really a close second, to be honest. I was a little worried going into the match that they would do some sort of like stupid shoot fight type breakdown, which I guess like in terms, there were kind of those spots, but they weren't like really playing it up like it was going off script. Like, you know, they had some slap fights and some things of that nature, but
yeah, I think that, and then what have you seen the interview that Becky did? Or we talked about it with Brandon, or not Brandon, Brian. Talked about it with Brian that Becky did, and, you know, talking about the rivalry and the heat between her and Charlotte. You know, this is the new kayfabe. This is the new kayfabe, and I think it worked well for what Becky and Charlotte did here. I would have liked a decisive finish, you know, to truly cement one of the other two. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I enjoyed the match. Best match of the show. The finish, I did not enjoy the finish all that much. Like, I understand what they were doing with the, you know.
Gotta keep it strong, brother.
Gotta keep it strong, brother. But I am getting a little sick of roll-ups, even in AEW. I think AEW kind of leans on the roll-ups a little bit too much. And then even Charlotte, after the match, she kind of was no-selling it. She just kind of got up, smiled, walked away. Kind of, you know, not really selling that she was angry or anything with the loss.
She was just like, okay, you got me, you know?
I mean, not even like that. She just was smiling and walked off. She wasn't like, oh, you know, you got me, Becky. Ha, ha, ha. She was like, eh, whatever. And just walked away. But it's kind of something like the Click did back in the day. Just, you know, you lose, you don't sell it, you don't make it that big of a deal. So it kind of takes the steam off of it, which is also something John Cena would do after he'd lose. He would just kind of shrug it off.
Nah, not all the losses John did.
I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, kind of.
Which one in particular?
Let's see. I mean, the Rock one, he loses to the Rock, and we thought he would go on some sort of like downward spiral and have some sort of like intriguing.
He didn't shake that one off. He was sitting on the ramp disappointed. What do you mean?
I'm talking about like after the match, like him going forward, like the night after.
Well, then Brock came back and attacked him.
And then what happened? He just won. No long-term story. You know, he loses the biggest match of his career.
What do you mean? Didn't they not tell that story the second time around?
I mean, it was just the regular, it was just John Cena and the Rocky. And there was nothing, it was twice in a lifetime. It was just the same thing a year later.
The WWE Championship was on the line.
Because the WWE Championship was on the line.
It is the richest prize in our business. What do you mean?
Not anymore.
Why not?
Because there's $100 million egg. That's okay. The richest prize in the game right now. And technically, if you want to be, you know, if we check the record books, the Universal title has won, I think, the last four or five Survivor Series head-to-heads. Universal title's always won.
Okay, we're talking about something that has, what, a 50-plus year legacy compared to the Universal title that's been around for, what, 6 years? Come on, bro. Come on.
Great match. Shitty finish. The actually had some sort of heat behind it, which actually made people care about this match, which I think will be a theme going forward with the rest of the matches, just like the 5-on-5 Survivor Series men's match. We have Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, taking on Team SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Happy Corbin, and Sheamus.
I must say Seth Rollins' gear was on point tonight.
Well, we did get one match with t-shirts, but everyone was not wearing the Raw and SmackDown shirts. They were.
Are you happy now?
I was happy for 90% of the show until the Battle Royal showed up, which
I didn't know why that was there. Yeah, the Seth Rollins gear. We were backstage at Ugwa. We were talking about this. We were like, that is saucy. I need to know where he gets the gear made. I might need some gimmicks made for when I do commentary. I might need a bedazzled jacket. We don't know.
I mean, that could be your gimmick. You're the jacket guy. You just show up in these fancy jackets.
Like Jericho for a little bit, you know, with the blazers, the colorful blazers. I might do this. Get this might be my thing.
Get some big old fluffy faux fur and just, you know, walk around like that.
Should I go with the boa, brother? Should I do the boa, brother?
Boa, brother? Sure, brother.
You know, the boa, brother. You know what I mean? No. We don't want to do that. I thought this was cool. You know, I like this. There were some callbacks, obviously, with the Lashley and Drew McIntyre thing. There was a little callback from when Austin Theory was aligned with Seth during his Messiah days last year. The NSYNC Sling Blades by Finn and Seth, I thought that was cool. McIntyre and Lashley getting counted out. That's the kind of the only way you can keep those two guys strong. Who else? Kevin KO, he just took a count out because, you know,
he just said, peace out, I'm done.
Yeah, he didn't really care. Crowd was really behind Jeff Hardy. They still love him. He needs a main event run, man. He needs one last main event run. Put the championship on him, man. Let's do that. Yeah, Sheamus looked good. The Sheamus getting down for the poetry in motion for Jeff, thought that was cool. An in sync unison 10 beats of the Bowery by Sheamus and Jeff was cool. But all in all, Seth Rollins got the win at Survivor Series. This is the first time that he has been on a Survivor Series team and the team has won, by the way.
Look at that. Good for you, Seth. He is the sole survivor. Match clocks in just under a half hour, 29:56. You kind of alluded to it. The crowd was really behind Jeff Hardy, like at the end when it was coming down to Seth and Hardy. We kind of knew where he was going, but it was kind of nice to see the crowd getting up for Hardy. And, you know, no matter what they put him in, if they bury him, they do, you know, stupid things with him all the time, not use him. The crowd just always loves him. And I thought overall, like, the match was fine. It just kind of speaks to the fact that they're just out there having a match with no stakes. Doesn't really matter. It's decent action. A very long match at almost a half hour. So when you're just kind of out there doing moves for a half hour, it's cool, but it's hard to really get up for it. But overall, I mean, maybe I probably would still go the men's single match would be a little bit better, but I think, you know, this was decent enough, but it was just kind of there, just filling time. I did kind of think the McIntyre Lashley finish doing the double count out was a little bit stupid, but I guess you kind of understand trying to protect Lashley a little bit while also, you know, trying to reignite that rivalry a little bit. This is kind of the thing that sucks with Survivor Series sometimes is you have 10 people, some obvious, you know, some can lose, some you don't want to lose, but they have to lose. And so they kind of just do stupid things like this. Nice to see Sheamus and Jeff Hardy got back together after Sheamus framed Jeff Hardy for a, you know, DUI.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. No one remembers that, so who cares, right?
I mean, Sheamus attacked him after. What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're just gonna forget like the 5 minutes that they were just.
Look, he was in the patty cake together. In the moment. He wanted to win.
Okay.
Yeah, look, man, when you're in competition, you may not like your teammates. I mean, haven't you ever played on like a football team or something where you kind of don't like the dude who's on the line with you, but you got to work together?
I loved everybody. I mean, except for the Cardos. Mickey Cardos. Alex was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
We have the T-shirt match. This was The Rock's 25th anniversary 25-man dual-branded battle royal.
Look. Omos won.
Sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Montez Ford threw pizza everywhere. Nobody got hurt. That is all we can ask for. We can move on.
It clocked in at 10 minutes, 45 seconds.
We can move on.
Omos gets the win.
We can move on, please.
I just want to say for the record, Pizza Hut is trash.
Whoa. Hold on.
It is.
Hold on. You thought I've had controversial takes.
Better not just sit here and start defending Pizza Hut.
Okay, so look. What exactly from there is trash?
The pizza.
Have you had the wings?
The wings are fine. Okay. I got nothing against the wings, but your name is Pizza Hut. I mean,
like the regular pizza, no. The when they do like the dinner box, that pizza's cool. You know? I mean, what are you going to sit here and say 7-Eleven pizza's better?
I mean, I'd rather have Little Caesars than Pizza Hut.
I mean, Little Caesars, and when you want a budget, you know, Pizza Hut, you got a little bit of money to spend. I mean,
I take Domino's over Pizza Hut.
I mean, Domino's is when you secured a bag and you trying to go all out.
That's Round Table. That's Porky's. That's, you know.
Wait, Round Table and what else did you just say?
Porky's or Buffalo Bills or, you know, shout out Buffalo Bills.
Hey, man, shout out Buffalo Bills, underrated, bro. Buffalo Bills is pretty reasonably priced. Well, how do you feel about Straw Hat Pizza?
I have not had it in a while.
They're the mango habanero wings are they're great. They're to die for. Yes, sir. What was next?
Next, we had champion versus champion tag team match. RK-Bro takes on the Usos, and RK-Bro gets the win with a RKO out of nowhere. Clocks in 14 minutes, 50 seconds. Randy Orton, record-setting pay-per-view appearances, gets the Dubski.
177, the most pay-per-view appearances in WWE history. More than Hogan, more than Rock, more than your beloved Austin, more than Kane, more than Taker, more than Big Match John Cena. The Viper, the Apex Predator. You got to love it, man. You got to love it.
As much as I, you know, will come on here and quote unquote bash Randy Orton, I got to show some respect. You know, he's there. He's been there. Doesn't get hurt all that often.
Yes, sir. Hit the poles, Brandon. Do it for the one time. One time for the one time.
Because we're not on camera, I can do it.
Man,
I'll just deny it. I'll deny it if it ever happened.
Oh, no. And hit, really hit it. Really hit it. There you go. Oh, you know, the video's going out there now. Oh. You know, yes, sir. I almost wanted to start singing the old song. Hey, nothing you can say.
I will say, I popped in the 2002 Survivor Series because that's my favorite, even though it's not that great of a show, to be honest. But Randy Orton, he got hurt or something. He did like a little segment where he was like, oh, call in or email, you know, give me well wishes, and he has like the long hair. He looks completely different than what he looks like.
Oh,
he looks
yes, so the young. The RNN news or whatever he was doing.
Good times, good times.
Yes, yes, sir. Hey, this match was cool. That RKO, I was like, oh, like we've seen him do it from every position. I don't know why I've really popped for this one, but it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this match was quite good. Honestly, could arguably be the second best match of the show, but the crowd just was not up for it. I think after the women's match, the long tag team match, and then just that battle royal, I think they were just kind of in the lull of it, knowing there was some matches to go. And this one, unfortunately, this match didn't get the heat I think it deserved, because I thought coming into this could have been a sleeper. I thought it was a solid match. Just unfortunately, there was no karate behind it.
That's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. What was next?
We have the women's Survivor Series tag team match. We have Team SmackDown consisting of Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, not Shotzi, Shotzi Blackheart, Natalya, and Toni Storm taking on Team Raw with Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina. This one goes 23 minutes, 45 seconds. The big story kind of coming into this was Sasha and Shotzi. They worked together for a little bit, but in the end, kind of the team turns on Sasha, and Sasha gets eliminated, leaving, Shotzi, Shayna, and Natalya. Then Bianca kind of runs the gamut, and Bianca, sole survivor, gets the win.
Yes. I'm on my own against the wall, and I will never, ever, ever, ever fall. Yes, sir. The EST of WWE taking out Shayna and Natty. Taking out Shotzi, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bianca looked great. You know, I love it. I love everything about this. You know, Toni Storm with the beautiful new finishing maneuver on Zelina Vega. I don't know what she calls that, but that shit is dope.
This match had its ups and downs. The crowd, we had a CM Punk chant. We had a wave. The crowd did not really want anything to do with this match. Whether you agree with it or not, you know, a little disrespectful, I would say. But once again, WWE gave them no reason to care for this match. Only thing coming into this match was like Shotzi and Sasha. Too many S's on Team SmackDown. But
Shotzi, Sasha, Shayna. That's it. It's just three.
On SmackDown.
Yeah.
So on Team SmackDown, you got Sasha, Shayna, Shotzi, Natalya, and Toni. And Toni Storm is another S. Anyways, some good wrestling, especially Bianca and Sasha mix it up. Once again, I thought that was some good stuff. Some of the stuff with like Zelina and Liv and, you know, Carmella. There was some rough spots. There were some good spots. It was a really up and down match. It got better late, but I think you could have shaved some time off of this and it would have been a little bit better. I don't know if I'd say much better, but at least wouldn't have wasted as many people's time.
Sasha, Shayna, Shotzi. I did it. How do you feel about Liv Morgan's finisher, The Oblivion?
It's a great finisher. Great finisher. Push her to the moon. Main event in WrestleMania.
Seriously, how do you feel about
it? I will be honest. I have completely forgot what he even looks like. I was half watching this and the football game at the same time, wow. So I probably didn't even see it.
You know, it's the one where she like hangs in the ropes and like flatliners them. You know.
That one.
You still don't know what was?
No, that? I know it. She like runs to the ropes. She kind of bounces off and
Yeah, I got it. It's a fine finish.
It's a good finish. It leaves a lot of area for a mess up, which don't want that to happen.
I haven't seen her mess up yet.
So, high risk, high reward.
Yes, sir. What was next?
Well, next we had the main event.
Yes, sir. I got this.
Oh, okay. Philip gets the main event.
The WWE champion, Big E, going up against the industry leader, the tribal chief, the head of the table. The WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. What a performance by both men. What a performance. Big E not going, he didn't go down without a major fight. Three Superman punches, three took him down. They were outside, another Superman punch. Spears to the outside, guys going into steel steps. A spear that didn't take Big E down, so Roman had to do it again in the end eventually. The guillotine didn't work, you know, just the power and deadlifting of each and every man. Big E, what, 285, Roman 265, 270 now? Yes, sir. Just a heavyweight fight. You love to see it. I was in a heavyweight fight earlier today at practice.
I lost. And so you're Big E. Hate to see it.
No. I haven't been in the gym since the beginning of COVID, bro. So you know, I got tired from the type. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. You know, we like family now. The listeners, you know, we like family now. I can talk to you. Let me talk to y'all. I got tired from the type. So I let the kid take it. I'm like, here you go, son. This is yours. He got the takedown. You know, I sacrificed myself so the whole team could move on to the next exercise. Yes, sir. That's what kind of coach I am.
Such a great coach, Philip.
I'm better than Belichick. I said it.
I mean, Belichick got the Patriots out here with a rookie quarterback being in the first place. So, you know, Belichick's back.
Oh, is he? Is he?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see.
This match, I would say I expected a little bit more from it. The crowd was, I think, surprisingly dead for the beginning of it. The commentators were kind of saying, oh, it's a methodical pace, and they're maybe kind of covering for them at the beginning of the match. It did get a little bit better late. You know, they kind of sped it up a little bit. Crowd got into it up a little bit more. There was no real like dramatic points, I think, really anywhere where you could believably think that Big E was going to win. We didn't get any shenanigans, no Usos, no New Day, which I liked. A clean finish, middle of the ring, Roman gets the win. That being said, kind of getting there, you know, 21:55. It was fine. Nothing super spectacular. They tried with the story going into the match, but it does once again define another person beneath Roman Reigns. Now, it's kind of like a give and take because I think Big E kind of proved himself. I think he had a nice showing, but then it also, at the end of the day, Roman beat him clean. It, you know, kind of still firmly establishes Roman's at another level pretty much compared to anybody else on the roster, which does I see problems lying ahead because who is going to beat this man? Who are you going to, because they have a terrible time building up new stars and you need a new star, I would say, unless you know, are they going to bring up Drew and do that? Are they going to have, I don't know, Riddle or Randy Orton or John Cena, The Rock, someone?
Look, this is going to be a while because it doesn't look like Rock and Roman is happening at Mania in Dallas. So we got to wait till 2023 after the Los Angeles WrestleMania in Hollywood. After that, Roman can lose that championship. We've been over this. We've been over this, y'all. Y'all got to be patient. And that amount of time, hell, Bron Breakker could be the one to do it. We don't know. We don't know. Y'all got to give us some time. Y'all got to be patient. We telling a story here. A real story. Not like that stuff you see on the other channel. This story is really good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So within the matter of a year and a half, if we have to say we got to go at least to next year's WrestleMania or 2 years WrestleMania, what exactly intriguing story can you do for 26 months or whatever, you know, 18 months that doesn't involve Roman and Paul Heyman just kind of cutting the same promos, acknowledge me, and then he just beats the people. And we all think there's no chance on God's green earth that they're going to beat Roman. How do you make it a different? How do you make it different? How do you evolve the story?
Well, then, you know, there has to be some dissension, some true dissension within Paul and Roman. You know, Jimmy gave in too easily. We could go to that. You know, there are other things we can do, man. I know the New Day's not done with Roman.
You can Roman. Bring in the third Uso, who's not actually an Uso, but looks exactly like an Uso.
Oh, you talk about Solo.
Yep.
That's a possibility, you know. That there are other we have these other options, man. There's a lot of other stuff we can do, you know.
Entire show, in the opening video package, there is more clips of the Netflix show with The Rock than actually wrestling clips. They run the 25th anniversary gimmick. They show all the different important parts of The Rock. They do the egg. They have the battle royal. Rock, 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 rock. They put this on in the main event. No Rock.
He's a busy man. He's a busy man. What more do you want?
So going into the show, I was not expecting The Rock to show up.
Look, honestly, I'm gonna put it to you like this. I wouldn't have gone Rock heavy if I didn't know he was going to be. Okay, here, let me rephrase this. I would have went very Rock heavy if he was going to be there. I wouldn't have gone as Rock heavy. You know, maybe some of his moments from Survivor Series. Like, obviously, you show the debut when he becomes a corporate champion, mention something on commentary and be done with it. I wouldn't have done the egg.
Well, I mean, if the check clears.
No, that's true.
They showed. They'll do whatever.
They got paid for it.
Yeah, I mean.
Netflix cut them a check.
The internet tells me that apparently the women's match was supposed to main event, but then they flip-flopped between the men's, you know, being the opener to the women's being the opener, so.
Y'all thought Roman wasn't going to main event?
Oh. Roman always main events.
Oh. Who thought this?
Was it that Sean Ross Sapp guy? Didn't he like leaked the?
Yo, he has his own problems.
I heard he's not that great of a guy.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Overall grade for Survivor Series 2021, Brandon. What are you giving it?
Overall, I really enjoyed the women's match. Pretty much that was the only thing I thoroughly enjoyed a lot. I got to give this like a D. I did not think this was a good show.
A D?
I did not like the show whatsoever. It was unnecessarily long.
Did you not just watch another unnecessarily long?
If you check the tape, I complained about that show being unnecessarily long as well.
I'm just making sure.
Make
sure you're not playing favorites, you know.
I'm not playing. I mean,
play favorites.
If AEW, if Full Gear was a nice, tight, 3.5, 3-hour show, I would have gave it an A. But I didn't give it an A. Now, if this show was a tight, 3-hour show, maybe it's a C. But it's not, so it's a D.
It didn't take me 4 hours to watch.
And that's because you just are fast-forwarding through everything.
Who said I did that?
I mean... Let's see, you got a 20-minute match, a 20-minute match, a half-hour match, and you got all the video
packages.
I watched all the matches.
I watched some entrances, yeah.
Strange, because I'm pretty sure the show in total clocked in about 3.5 hours.
I'm different. What can I say?
Okay.
I'm just different. I said title on the line on Thursday.
It does not matter, because I literally only got one match right. I am sorry, everybody. Hope you do not take any of this money of my picks to the bank, because I just got every single one of... Actually, I got two right, because... Well, no, I picked Big E in the main event because I'm an idiot, but I got one.
See, because I'm an idiot.
I had Team Raw winning for the women's match. So I, boom, that's all the only one I got. I am sorry, everybody.
I mean, it doesn't even matter. The Bullet Cast title wasn't on the line. I just said title on the line. Could have been any title.
I could have got a promotion in the Bullet Cast universe.
Yeah, it could have been the title to your car. Like,
maybe.
We don't know.
What happens with the egg? I mean, I know it's going to be a moot point by the time people listen to this, but did it really have to be that big of a deal? It's a meme at this point, and they should have known it was going to be a meme.
What?
The egg.
Oh. It is what it is. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Me, I'll give it a C+. Yeah. All right. I guess we out of here. Brandon, you have anything else to say to these people?
Nope. We're going to be back in a few days. Thanksgiving, a little special episode of the Bullet Cast. Keep an eye out. Should be a lot
of
fun.
Yes, a little special episode. All right. Later.